The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will arise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, wonderful to be here. It's a lovely little place to be able to offer Mass for you. You want a little thought, maybe, on what you just heard? Gospel? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, Jesus says, no sign will be given this generation except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Okay, what was the sign of Jonah the prophet? Well, if you remember your Bible, Jonah had a mission. His job was to go to the city of Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, and to preach repentance to the people. And he struggled and hemmed and hawed for the longest time, and he finally surrendered and went and did it. But it was mission impossible, right? Mission impossible to preach repentance to these people. But he was faithful to what he had to do. And lo and behold, the whole city repented. Sackcloth and ashes. Okay? So the sign of the prophet Jonah is a bleak situation with very little hope for success, in which you're faithful to what you have to do, and God brings about an extraordinary result. That's the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now, in the ancient church, they heard that gospel and they loved it, because just as Jonah rose from the dead and converted all the people of Nineveh against everybody's expectation, so Jesus rose from the dead, okay, and the early Christians, they went out and preached to people all across the Mediterranean, and these people, they've been worshiping false gods for centuries. Time immemorial, right? They've been worshiping Zeus and Aphrodite and Apollo for centuries. And it was mission impossible. And they decided they were going to be faithful to what the Lord asked of them, and they preached, and lo and behold, all these people, at the drop of a hat, and they all began to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they said, this is the sign of Jonah the prophet. Bleak prospects, very little hope for success, but being faithful to what the Lord asks, he brings about an extraordinary result. Now, that sign of the prophet Jonah is a great image for what God has done through so many people down through history. So many of the saints, and it's certainly true for the saint whose feast day we celebrate today, Saint Teresa of Avila. Okay, she's one of my favorite saints, Teresa of Avila. Teresa of Avila taught the whole church how to pray. You ever want to know how to pray? You can pick up a copy of it's a book called The Way of Perfection by St. Teresa of Avila. Easy to read. It's an extended meditation on the Our Father. One of the greatest saints, but one of the most unlikely saints Teresa of Avila was. You ever hear the stories of the lives of the saints and you get discouraged because, you know, they were child prodigies and they were having ecstatic prayer experiences from like the age of 6. You ever experienced that before? That was not Teresa, okay? Teresa was the most unlikely saint, perfectly ordinary girl growing up. When she was a teenager, she was interested in boys, gossip, dating, and rebelling against her parents. That's what she was into. And her dad said that she's out of control and sent her into a convent. And she hated it. But she stayed there because life in the convent was easier than life with her dad. It was less strict. And, you know, we're talking about Spain in the middle of the 1500s. And, you know, any single lady would go into a convent, and it really wasn't even necessarily a devout place. But then Teresa got sick. Terrible illness. In fact, she got so sick they thought she was going to die. They even dug her grave. And as she was recovering, it took her 3 years to recover from her illness, a priest came and talked to her about prayer and gave her a book, a copy of the writings of St. Augustine. And if you know anything about St. Augustine, he was the most unlikely of saints too. He turned his whole life around. And Teresa said, if God can turn around the life of Augustine, he can turn my life around too. And she started to pray. I tell you, two things changed Teresa's life. Two things. First thing, she realized how deeply she was loved by God. And the second thing she realized is that the way to God is not trying to control everything in your life. It's surrendering to the things that God's allowing in your life. Then God becomes the power and not you. And when she got better, you know, she took those basic principles and she started living by them, and she reformed her whole convent. And then she went out and she reformed all the other convents up and down her native country of Spain. And she became one of the greatest leaders in reforming the whole church throughout the whole world. You know, it's a sign of the prophet Jonah. It's the most unlikely of circumstances, and you surrender to what the good Lord wants to do. And you can't say you're too old. You can't. You know, Teresa, she didn't get started until she was 41. Didn't even get started. You know, and God can work through anyone who gives him a willing heart. I always say, the darker it gets in the world, the clearer it becomes where the light is coming from. Are things dark in our world today? You better believe it, right? You better believe it. Is God going to raise up saints to help show his people the way? You better believe it. Okay? Let's you and I surrender our lives and hearts to God, and he'll work through us like he's worked through so many others before. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Teresa of Avila,
pray for us.